Hey, the governor signed more criminal justice reforms into law this week, and the one getting the most attention, not the only one signed, but the one getting the most attention, is that Illinois now just became the first state to tell police you cannot lie to minors in interrogations. The Illinois Innocence Project says this is a great idea. They've been advocating it for some time because they say in Illinois alone, there have been 100 wrongful convictions predicated on false confessions, including 31 of those, or a third of the total, involving people under the age of 18. They call it the Brandon Dassey situation. If you saw Making a Murderer, that popular series on Netflix, they said that it was kind of that was one of the motivators. Also, some of the cases right here in Illinois, just part of what they got done there. But let's talk with Minority Leader Jim Durkin now about what was just signed. Afternoon, Representative, how you doing?
Great, Annette. I'm doing fine, thank you.
What do you think about what's just been being passed and what's being done for criminal justice and crime, I guess I would say, on a separate issue across the state of Illinois?
I'd like to talk first about the bill that you referenced, about the ban of coercion with juvenile defendants during the course of interrogation. Mm-hmm. I support that. I'm a former 26th in California assistant state's attorney. I believe in fair play. I find that there's no place in our criminal justice system for coercion or deception, particularly when it comes to seeking a statement from an individual, whether it's a witness or a defendant. So I did support this bill. I spoke in favor of it, but I do believe that that's the only positive thing relating to criminal justice that has come out of Governor Pritzker and the Democrats of Illinois, because what is happening in the city of Chicago is an absolute disgrace. It's an international disgrace. We have a police force that, unfortunately, that is being vilified day in and day out by Democrat leaders, despite the fact that 99.9% of Chicago police are honorable, do the right thing, and there may be a bad apple. But they have turned the laws against effective enforcement of our criminal justice system in Illinois against police, against the victims. And that starts not only with the state attorney of Cook County, but also the chief judge of Cook County, who has changed the bail system years ago, which is now allowing for very violent individuals to be placed back out in the street instead of sitting in county jail waiting for their trials to occur and then committing very violent crimes.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen some of the data on it. The electronic monitoring system has been a failure. You have 93 murderers now out on bond. You get it for lower-level offenses or things like that. But the kinds of crimes that people are charged with now that would never have warranted an ankle bracelet and a monitoring of a system that is so hard to monitor because it's flooded with people on it now, close to 4,000 people last I checked, with the same number of people monitoring it as before the pandemic. It's a system that isn't working, and we've seen crimes committed by folks who are out on bond. I don't care what the state's attorney says, what the chief judge says. It is true. It is happening. That man who was dragged out of his car was at Humboldt Park, the man who shot him, and you remember his wife or his girlfriend was shot as well. I'm forgetting the actual streets where it happened, but that was a man who was out on ankle monitoring for prior crimes. And you look at these kinds of things and you say it does matter. I guess the question, though, for state lawmakers, Representative Durkin, is that what can you do at a state level? What can you really do to approach crime and the crime problem in Chicago and our cities across the state there?
Well, for starters, let's stop beating up police. Let's start talking to them in a positive manner. I don't hear a word out of the governor nor out of the state attorney Cook County that is supportive of police and what they do. They're always the bad guy. And when you have a situation where police are leaving the ranks, they're leaving their positions, many of them are retiring early, putting in for desk duty because they're afraid of jeopardizing their pensions because of overly aggressive and just anti-police legislation that was signed into law, that contributes to the problem. But when you have a state's attorney of Cook County who believes that a person who is found illegally in possession of a loaded firearm does not pose a threat to the community, that's a problem because the state's attorney's office is not objecting, nor are they fighting on behalf of citizens for people who are picked up on UUWs. Mm-hmm. You have a chief judge that is no longer making the assessment of bail based on the circumstances of the case, this case, the strength of the evidence, and the defendant's background. It's just determined on one's ability to pay. And Anna, what I think is important, what's going on right now is you mentioned the number of criminals that are getting back out in the street through electronic monitoring or low bail that has been assessed against them. Governor Pritzker and all these genius Democrats passed a bill in the last minutes of this last year's lame duck session that does a lot of terrible things to law enforcement, but more importantly and most destructively, it will eliminate cash bail in total. And this is what we're seeing right now is a precursor of what I will say from my experience as being a prosecutor in Cook County, a person who has investigated cases, tried hundreds of cases, thousands of bond hearings. It is going to get worse. And they will talk and give themselves high fives about, you know, the system needs to be reformed. Well, I got some news. They are pandering to the criminal element, and they have completely turned their back upon safe neighborhoods and also police, and they've turned their back upon what our police do for us in our society. And it's very, very, very sad. So I've got to win seats. That's what I got to do, Anna. I got to win seats, but I'm going to educate the public about what the Democrats and the governor, all the way down to the rank and file Democrats who voted for this legislation, of what that means for you in your neighborhood and for your child and your loved one's safety.
You know, I understand the efforts to try to get to the root causes, and you hear a lot of talk about that. And I think that that is where money is well placed. I think that's where efforts are well placed, too. And I wouldn't want this discussion to go without mentioning that. I just feel as if when you have habitual criminals, like the man who was involved in the shooting, allegedly, after the Puerto Rican Day parade, a habitual criminal who had an ankle bracelet that he cut off. When you have that kind of thing, those people going back into the community, you also bear a responsibility for how that's handled right now. In the long term, there's another issue.
I believe in investment in the communities, but that is not going to solve the problem at hand this summer, this fall, next spring, or next summer. There's a meltdown going on with our criminal justice system in Illinois. And a lot of it is because of bad policies that have been made by high-profile individuals, starting with Governor Pritzker by signing that anti-police, anti-victim bill. Chief Judge Evans, with his bail reform from 3 years ago, those contribute towards this epidemic of crime.
Representative, I just have a minute left, literally, but I do want to ask you about the federal help coming this way. Governor Pritzker acknowledges that he's seen crime going up in cities across the state. Rockford, Carbondale, Quincy, Champaign, he mentioned, Aurora, and Chicago. And he's saying that this federal help to try to stop the flow of weapons is going to make a major difference. Are you a support of this sort of this assistance? Do you think it'll make a difference?
Well, I think the governor needs to first recognize that this is an Illinois problem. And instead of saying we have to go to the feds, why doesn't he do something about revisiting the issues that we currently have and deciding whether or not these are good policies? But I will say this. I'm glad that the federal government's coming in and that they're going to make an investment on illegal gun trafficking. That's fine. But, Anna, here's the problem. The guns are already here. And it's not going to stop these task force. I mean, people are going to be at the state lines. It's not going to stop the violence that we have on the west side, the south side, the northwest side of Chicago, and also in the suburbs. The guns are already here. So we have to do more. And I'm glad that the federal government's going to help. I think that's welcome. But we have to go back to the root problem that we have of the criminal element that is allowed to go back on the streets with absolutely no oversight nor any consequences. And that has been created by the mindset of Kim Fox, Chief Judge Evans, and now Governor Pritzker.
Representative Durkin, thank you for the time this Friday afternoon. I appreciate it. Thanks for your perspective.
You're welcome.